Yeah.
Yeah, I sold them like a dickhead. I should have kept them.
Shit's sexy, man.
Wow. The rat on the tongue.
Coche, coche, coche.
Make it a mic, make it a mic. Mic check, 1, 2.
You can shout in America, you heard.
YouTube, you know what time it is, man. You back at it with the Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Yo, yo, Spliff, you already know what it is. My bad. I'm trying to get my fan do shit in. You heard. Love y'all.
Support and Isaac me. In the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course.
Chun-chun's in the building. Chun-chun.
And shout out to my guy, Don Cole. He couldn't make it. I'm about to call him real quick because this is episode 300, so he got to say something to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? We finally in the 300s, man. Hand claps. I don't worry about him. They'll be there on the edit. You know what I'm saying? But how y'all feeling, man? What's going on, man? How everybody feeling? How y'all been? It's been like a week or two since we recorded, but
yeah. Been a while.
Feeling, man? What's going
feeling good. Feeling good. We had that bullshit ass 80 degrees out of nowhere.
Oh, that week. That hot ass week.
Now it's cold as fuck.
Mad cold.
They tried to, Mother Nature tried to give us our little 80 degree, 48
last,
hours.
Last minute hoorah.
I know I ain't give y'all no summer, but here.
On October, though,
right.
2 days before.
The ending of October.
Almost. I mean, it was good for the kids, though. That still wanted to run around. It was still good for the kids.
Like, the kids, like me and Split, we was outside. Recording, you know what I'm saying?
Getting sick out here. Bro, smoking.
Exactly.
In
exactly.
It was a good day.
Getting sick now because, you know, niggas outside want to be in the shorts and chinkatas.
And that project heat behind me. Hot! Really? It's hot! If I go like this, I'm gonna be crying. Just know the vibes.
Third degree burn on that ass.
Yeah, I'm not moving. Word to everything.
I've been trying to make it cooler here, but it's fucking. That project heat, they be like, yo, y'all.
Different.
Yeah, here you go.
Tiene calor. Pow.
Full blast, baby. But, I'm trying to see. I ain't been doing too well, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. Life been life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I feel like me and Spliff been really
killing it. We're going to get by.
Yeah, me and Spliff been killing it with Breaking Buds podcast, Breaking Buds, whatever.
You feel me? My bad. I was trying to argue it, man.
No.
You feel me? It's BB, you heard? Don't get it flipped up. It's BB, you heard? We breaking buds. It's Liddy.
Chat. He was like, we should call it but BBP.
Nah, cause
like,
yo.
Was like, talking about, yo, I was at work. I was like, what? I was like,
nah, it's
We gotta open
and speak about these things before it get too crazy.
But before you hit that, at first I was gonna. Because you was like, yo, I love y'all.
Nah, I gotta send the energy too.
Shit,
I send the energy. Just know if I text you and I ain't text you in a while, I send the good energy because you gotta send that, take that.
But today it was just like,
I put a clip of it. I put the hashtag because I call it we.
It is. You know what I mean?
Put the hashtag.
We be outside a lot. It don't be a lot of the setup. It be the setup, but don't be a lot of the setup.
Okay.
So since it's no mics and all that, sometimes I feel like fuck that. Just chat. Like we already got a pod. We got a pod. We got a podcast. Right. We don't need another. You feel me?
It's
a little different. You feel me? A little 30, 40 minutes.
A good quick conversation that's a clear the head, clear the mind type shit.
I'm not mad at him because we passed the original 30 minute situation. You feel me? We try to keep it like a half of a show.
Yeah,
right.
But we've been getting so active and doing it so much and making it like a show. We gotta relax.
Yeah, it's a.
Don't get me wrong. I like the whole setup. We out outside, you know, and you had the background of the.
We had like 3-4 different situations.
That's the old Domino Sugar building.
I don't know why I thought y'all was like over on Columbus Circles type. You know
that Domino
Park.
No,
that was right in Williams.
Yeah. Over there. Okay, so I was like, oh, that's just. But I like that. It was just more of, you know.
Yeah, we was
that chill night type of, you know, vibe, and it's just like.
Like you said, that weather was nice. So Spliff was like, yo, let's go pop outside.
Yeah, we outside.
Let's go. But I agree with you with the we don't have to put podcasts in it. We still only 3 episodes deep into the... We're going to make this season based. So we're doing 15 gotcha. Episodes and yeah. then season 2 and season 3.
Okay. You feel me? But, the people fuck with it. You yeah, know? Yeah. Shout out to the
but
people.
But no, we still so shout early out. That we could adjust certain things that we see and, you know what I mean, that you feel... We could adjust, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at that, you know what I'm saying? It's just that earlier...
I was just like,
earlier... Because I don't complain too much, but I was like, hold on, we're not doing this, we got to end it now.
My mental space was somewhere else earlier. I was like, yo, what the... But this nigga talk.
My bad, no, man. Nigga said I ain't gonna even listen to this.
He gonna get mad at me. He gonna be like, why you talking?
That's one thing about Notch. This nigga gonna be like, yo, I ain't in it today. My mind ain't here, so give me the fucking group chat.
I haven't got a lot out of therapy yet, and I've been there for like 6-7 sessions. But the one thing that I have taken out of it is you know yourself better than anybody.
Right. Of course.
Two,
yes,
nobody's gonna help you but you. Right. And 3, don't put yourself in a situation where you know you might fuck something up.
Right, right.
So not I don't want Spliff to be like, why this nigga talking to me like that?
Yo, I was just like,
no,
I was just like,
no
I put 3 T's on the what? I was like, what? I said, what the fuck is this? I was over here like, yo, bro,
Is he bugging right now? Nah, this nigga having a hissy fit.
Right now, it ain't time to talk about that right now with me, Spliff. Hold on, right now, let's talk about it later when you pull up, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, I agree with you, you know what I'm saying? We just, we gonna perfect that as much as possible. And that was a quote that I had wrote down. I think that's, what president is that? Is it Roosevelt, the one that fought bears and shit? He was like, chasing perfection is the thief of joy. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get back to that quote because that sounds like a really dope-ass quote. So.
Yeah, chasing perfection is the thief of joy. So it's like, you're not going to enjoy your journey.
I would get that tattoo.
Yeah, chasing perfection. So it's like, I keep like...
Trying to be
president, that is.
Tweet this, tweet that, trying to do this to make it better. When it's already is perfection, you know what I'm saying?
When people fucking with it,
right? So don't anything that you do is programmed to you and how you want it. That's your perfection. So
that's a fact.
When you're trying to do it, not you trying to do it for somebody else. You're not doing it for you. Cause once you do it for you, it's already perfect. Yeah. It's already there. It's already made.
I'm not
made,
a lot of niggas.
You know?
Because it's something that you envision
exactly.
and you made
so it's
come
perfect
to
already. So when another nigga comes in and trying to put their opinion on it, then that starts fucking up your I wouldn't say fuck up. It will give you another perspective or say maybe I might do something different, but thank you for the lookout, whatever. But yeah. I'm okay. I'm content with what I have right now because it works for me.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And if I try your method and it works for me, then I respect it. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy that you say that. I took that what you saying? I took that in this space.
Okay.
I haven't taken that in my personal life yet. For some reason, I still think I'm right with the arguments that I'm making. And now looking at it,
this nigga trying to say some shit earlier.
Everything else with everything that's going on with me, right?
Okay. All right.
And I'm trying to justify it by saying, why is this happening to me, right? And then my therapist goes, yo, you know it's happening to everybody else too, right?
Right, it's not only you.
And then, and then it makes you just shut up and look outside yourself towards yourself like, oh, sometimes you be bugging, bro. Sometimes you right. But the way you go about it is crazy.
Your delivery or your response. Or
yeah, and that's been my problem my whole life. So I'm trying to fix that part. You know what I'm saying? And I think I transitioned it well on the podcast. Like, we might disagree with something and I might feel real strong about the topic, but I don't blow up. I find a way to communicate.
Or
you know what I'm saying?
See an angry bird comes
yeah,
out.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So...
chill.
Nah, but then y'all aura, like you said, you and Spliff, y'all bring so much positive energy to whoever y'all around that it's like your shit has to shut down if you trying to be ignorant or if you trying to be, you know what I mean?
Cause it's not gonna look right. You gonna look like this, like really, my nigga? Like you really going that hard? Come on now. Stop.
It's good for moments.
It is. But
it's not good for life.
There's times where we do get to that state, like you said, and I feel like it's natural for you to express your feelings at that moment. Mm-hmm. Your frustration. Can explode. Right, you have to let whatever it out. Works. And not just in your head. So at that moment when you said on the chat, like, yo, like, I'm not in the headspace right now. You have
that's
to,
great
you
moves.
Have to say that. Sometimes you like you that. Have to say that out loud for all of us to be so like, no, yeah, like
let
like,
that nigga do what he do.
Right.
Get that answer
yes,
later.
Yes.
Yeah, word. It's cool
and
with
then
that.
Come back to us and be like, all right, cool, you coming? You coming over? Y'all doing this? Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I feel like people have to hear that, and not just trying to sugarcoat shit.
Yeah. So they won't. It's not like tippy toe around you, so they could just know what you feeling at the moment.
So you can
all
live
right,
your
cool.
vegan life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yes,
no, we got no Fonto right there. Grabber boys, you know.
Boys, you know what I'm saying? Chum,
you know what I'm saying,
Chum just need that organic paper one time for the one time.
Get
you
organic,
know,
do
let
it.
Me smoke that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah man. What?
I'm thinking the question.
Vegas. I need to go back to Vegas, man. I need it. I ain't got no job right now. I'm about to hit my grandfather up and be like, yo, ticket to PR for like 3-4 days. You know what I'm saying? I need that sun to hit me.
That nigga's going to be blogging 78 hours.
That's a fact, bro.
He's going to vlog on the flight until niggas say, sir, you have to put your camera down. What, bitch?
What?
All right, ho.
Nah.
Still recording. Niggas going to land. Niggas be like, yo, it's mad hot. The fuck?
Yo.
I vlog. Yo. It's just mad hot out here. That's
about planes and shit. Y'all saw that story with the pilot that turned the plane off mid-flight.
What?
Whoa!
It was Alaska Airlines.
Yo, where you be following this?
Yeah,
where you found this at?
I be
on. What? Like, yo, you be out of.
Because I found like a couple of joints, but I was like, right, let me see if we got time to talk about it.
Touch on what you got. Everything that you got.
I mean, my topic is not no damn turn the plane off type shit.
Nah, man, this nigga wild out, bro. He was
Was it for a reason? Like a call, like the engine, or
he was high.
He was high.
Yeah.
What?
He said, "No, I'm too high. I'm high."
Alaska
like,
Airlines.
Like
pilot.
He was smoking high, but he felt like he was too high in the sky, so he had to shut the stream.
Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines pilot hit with 83 counts of attempted murder after trying to turn off plane's engine mid-flight.
Oh, he thought he was on Soul Plane or some shit. He thought this shit had
high. Yo, shout out to gang of them. I see y'all niggas coming back from Colombia, Ecuador, wherever y'all niggas was at. Blessings to y'all for enjoying life, you heard? Shout out to gang of them, you heard?
Thank you.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Taking United.
Nah. They took some old other joint. What's the joint they promoting now?
He was 44. His name was Joseph.
Nah, I'll show you later.
Joseph
DeMercy. Something with an A.
It was going from Seattle to San Francisco.
What flight was it? What was the airline?
Seattle to San Francisco.
He, a 44-year-old Joseph Demerson, hopped on a Horizon Airlines flight headed from Seattle to San Francisco. He sat in the jump seat and a seat typically accompanied by pilots and airline staff members. When a flight is oversold, these seats most times are found in the flight deck area of the plane where the pilot sits. While in this seat, Emerson tried to shut off the engine of the plane. Fortunately, the pilot and first officer were able to stop him in time after the incident. Oh, this wasn't even the pilot. This was like a former pilot, but he was a passenger on the plane.
So he knew what shit was at.
Oh, that's crazy. They sat him on the seat, like, you know, that one seater that's all the way
in
the cockpit.
All the back for that one, yeah.
Yeah. So they sat him there, he attempted to fucking turn the shit off. That's crazy, bro. Prayers for everyone.
I don't know what's going through his head. Like, he probably a little schizophrenic, a little, you know, paranoid. I mean, but then again, I mean, he's a former, right? Like, he's not a pilot no more type shit. So maybe, you know.
Not no more.
Psychology quiz that he took me. Yeah, nigga, you ain't. Mm-mm.
That shit is
you
crazy.
You can't keep playing this plane.
That shit is bugged out. All right, let's just get into a couple rest in peace real quick before we enter this episode. Mm. You know what I mean? We just gonna say rest in peace to Matthew Perry.
Oh yeah.
My son Chandler Bing.
Gang.
Yes, rest in peace. But there's a just conspiracy going on. They're saying about it.
Yeah.
Before he passed away, he would put up a lot of Batman type shit, you know.
He was like, "I'm Batman."
And the last thing was in the damn hot tub that he was in outside. But before that, he had a picture of a moon, right?
Yes.
And then on the day of, passing, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. It was a moon, but it was like an eclipse type of blood moon type shit. So this nigga most likely researched his death.
Yeah.
Like he wanted it to be a certain way. So I gotta see why he uses Batman. Like that's the thing that it's kind of like was it supposed. What?
That, that was what like something about? That he was throwing.
Him being at Bruce Wayne for his afterlife.
Heath Ledger played Batman. I mean Joker.
Joker.
You know, took all them pills and end up killing himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what he was trying to reference to. Like, you know, this is what I'm gonna do.
You think he killed himself?
I mean, how? What
he
did they?
He drowned in the hot tub. They said,
but he probably could have been drinking.
Drown in a hot tub is crazy. That sounds like setup.
He could have been taking drugs. Yeah,
he could have been off.
You know, but I don't know. I'm just saying. But
drowned in a hot tub.
Yeah, because the cryptic tweet said
that shit sounded more like
that. You say that he was putting out. You know, that's cryptic shit. So you don't know if somebody either felt like somebody was after them or they was about to do something to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Either way, they knew their end was coming somehow, some way, and they was just putting out cryptic shit to make you like.
So maybe it was kind of little Final Destination. He thought it was gonna be one way, and then he got clipped the other way.
Putting out hints, you know, and then hyping himself up so he could actually do it.
Cause I, all honesty, right, he could have been really, really hot. Did that Batman shit, right? Yeah, I didn't see it.
For days he been putting up this moon and Batman thing. It wasn't just like it was an ape post.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he was going ape shit before he went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gotta pay attention to all the people that we follow and we fuck with in real life, cause that go crazy.
Who knows?
So he was like 80 days Batman. Like he just wilding, just mad, just.
And people probably just, you know, catched on to it. Like, all right, my nigga, like, what's up with this whole Batman shit?
Mad memories from friends, my son Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing was that was dude, that you
guy.
Heard?
He was That's a guy. It. He was.
I mean, but this the thing. We know Chandler Bing. Do we really know Matthew? You feel me?
We never know the real person.
Do we know Matthew? God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Salud. You never know somebody that you looking at as a actor or a celebrity. You never know them in real life. Sometimes that's not even their real names, the names that they choose. Like Jamie Foxx, that's not his real name.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
So it's like everything is an act.
I think that's his real name, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Perry.
So rest in peace to him, praise to his family. Rest in peace to the original Shaft, my guy.
Robert Word.
Passed away at 81.
Word.
Richard Roundtree. I said Robert Roundtree. Richard Roundtree, you know what I'm saying? Original Shaft.
I mean, you fixed it. That was that guy. I mean, right, they know.
Yo, but that whole time that we was away, that month and a half shit, Bob Barker passed away. It was mad people that had passed away, so rest in peace to everybody, you know what I'm saying? But where y'all want to go? Where y'all want to touch, man? What y'all want to do? What's up?
So, this Halloween, well, coming up to Halloween and shit, a lot of shootings going on. Mm-hmm. A lot, like, and the one is, there's a shooting, I think, in Chicago that happened out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was laughing?
They was laughing.
I think
they killed, the police officer.
He was laughing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. But yeah, what you were saying? Shooting in Chicago?
That one for that. But then the recent one with the father and the son. What was that, in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That shit that was in the hallway.
As self-defense. Well, he called it self-defense.
Then the guy died.
Both of them did.
No, the guy that shot them died, disboarded or some shit like that by the cops.
He killed himself?
Cops shot him.
Like, they found him and they was going after him and he was like...
He lunged at the cops.
I mean, what are you... Going on, I mean, come on,
Jay. Move forward.
Oh, man.
That's why I looked at that shit crazy. Like, there's so much shit that be popping up on these posters. Like, that shit popped right up on IG in the morning. Oh, God, I shot two father and son.
I seen it, but I don't think I read it correctly. Yeah. I seen it, like, bad.
You talking about the one you put in the group chat, right?
They was looking for him.
So how you feel about,
the shit he did?
Not the shit he... Alright, he came at him with a knife, right? The dude in the white tee, right?
Did he have anything?
He had a knife in his
scissors.
Scissors. Oh, he had something in his
hand. Yeah, scissors.
An object in his hand. Alright, boom.
And supposedly that was over a noise complaint.
Okay. So, how do you feel about... See, I'm now, like, I'm, like, right here, right? We locked in, me and this dude. And then the female come...
Out, right?
Yo, chill. Now you turn around and shit. That gave son time and he pulled the shit out. Now you got your back turned. She's trying to protect you. I pulled my shit out.
That's like someone forward after he got shot. Like, it was
a lot. Like if we walk in and we get into a fight and your girl try to stop you, but nobody's stopping who you fighting. Now he's on your ass. I don't care that your girl trying to stop you. You punched me in the face. You pulled the knife out on me, nigga.
You never know who got have a weapon. Just because you got one don't mean the other person don't got something.
Got something. Niggas, 9 times out of 10, is walking around with a gun. Because New York City get like that. And was this was in Brooklyn, correct?
Yeah. Big facts.
I don't know, bro. Like, maybe if she didn't get into it, he probably would have still had his life. I don't know.
Are you talking about his wife or the woman that with the bonnet on her head?
The wife?
It was a girl with a white tee, right? She had like a white tee and she was skinny, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm not putting the blame on nobody. I'm just saying the situation.
So you feel like if she didn't come out...
Maybe he still would be like at arm's length because he's like, yo...
Because how I look at it like this is, right? Like you said, he had the knife, right? He's coming at me. He had the scissors. He's coming at me. Then you have the son... Right,
because
it was the son first that he shot, right?
Or was the father? No, it was the father. Yeah, that's right.
He had like a belly, right? He had a white tee.
It was the pops.
He was born at it.
Right.
The pops got hit, then the son came forward and the son got shot. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, one of me, a bunch of y'all, you got this man that's hovering over me, the father, and he just, his decision, his fast thinking, his reaction, I should say, made him do what he had to do. In that moment, you don't know what you're going to do. In that moment, you don't...
That's what... So sometimes I look at those situations like, I don't know what to say.
But my thing is, you came upstairs, like, did he, like... Was he in his... He was in his apartment, right? He said, because the music was too loud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had your gun on you. So, that means you already knew if shit popped off, I'm going to kill him. That's how you roll. That's how you are as type of person. So with that being said, there is no consequence or judgment before you did anything. Damn, if they, you know, I could fight them, whatever. Fuck you, and then show the gun, and you know, sit your ass down, turn the fucking music down. I'm gonna shoot nobody, but you didn't do that. You didn't. Let's be real. None of that didn't expire in his head.
That'd be the type of person that I don't like, bro. The person that's like, I'm the toughest person in the room, and I can say and do whatever I want to, because I know I'm going to kill you if you act up. But you started with me. Like,
some people take it to extremes. Some people say, all right, I'm going to finish it.
Nah, that's true.
I'm going to finish it. You started, I'm going to finish it. Now I got to finish it because it's going to itch me that I didn't do nothing.
Yo,
I came up here with
he really tried to front with the scissors.
So you knew what you... Listen. This probably wasn't the first time he seen homeboy. They had an altercation.
That's another thing too. That's a fact.
Because it's not the first time you could come up to me and tell me turn your music down. And that man, the way the man came up to him was like they probably had some type of thing. Because you cannot come up to me.
They already had
on the first time and tell me turn your music down.
Yeah, and they was like in the hallway too. We got to keep it 100. If he went to the door, knocked on it, then like walked away type shit, and then son came like, yo, what the fuck, you still on my floor? Like, we don't really know what's really technically going on, because like while we watching it, homie's by the stairs.
Thank you.
You pressing him by the stairs, so either you got him the fuck out of here, or he came to get shit.
You approached me.
This was my shit, right?
Right.
Was the dude with the gun complaining about sound, or was the other guy complaining about sound?
We don't know.
Because they said it was a noise complaint.
It was a noise complaint.
They said, supposedly.
But what I'm saying is this. For you to come to my door, right? Cause clearly the guy with the gun came. They had to because they was coming from outside with regular clothes on. And he looked like he was coming from outside type shit, right?
Yeah, homie was
you
in the
come
crowd.
To my door and tell me about a noise complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the man came out was like hostile.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been your first time. Or unless everybody comes to that man's door and he's mad because he's like, damn, I want to play my music. And I keep complaining about me. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that means you cannot say that they probably had some altercation or something.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie. My mom's done went upstairs multiple times. Like, yo, you know.
Right, exactly. They, not one time. So that means.
A little, you know what I mean? At least today, because tomorrow we.
Because a lot of these niggas is moods, vibes.
Right.
Like moods,
and
vibes,
like,
and shit like that. So it's different.
They're actually telling a story. Like with Drake, as much as it is how he is, as you know, he tells a story with his music. Like, he telling that shit.
All right, we're back from commercial break.
We're back on the highest shit ever. We're going to bring it right back.
Yeah, I know how cameras work. When they get overheated, they shut down. You know what I mean? So we back at it. We let it cool down for a minute.
Back to the hallway shit.
Yeah, we was on the hallway situation, man. So praise to everybody there.
Like I was saying before.
And we were saying rest in peace to the people.
The way he approached the guy, right? He approached him with, like, this is not his first altercation.
Yeah, first time meeting each other.
Right. So where it started, where he was at the stairs, looked like he was about to go down, right? Because he probably knocked on the door and shit and went down.
Gotta be stopped.
So then after that, he came out hostile.
Praise to them, man, and shit is crazy. But you said that son almost got caught by the cops and then got killed.
No, son got shot by the cops. He lunged at him. Mm. They seen him. He lunged. Boom, boom, boom.
Next day?
I believe this morning.
I feel like he did that because he know he couldn't kill himself. And he know he was getting life. Like, I'm not getting out of jail for this shit.
I mean, you never know. Probably could have seen him somewhere, turn around, fuck out of there, boom, boom, boom. Like, you don't know.
I mean, yeah.
He could have been scared and just went straight forward at them and they just dumped off. We don't really, like, you feel me? It was a post.
Make it easier for him to be like, you know what? I did wrong. I don't like going to jail.
Something, yeah, it could have been anything, really.
But yeah.
But they say he got shot by the cops.
Shit is crazy. But what's good? What else we got? Casanet. Y'all want to talk about that?
Well, you didn't like it because, you know. And I
yeah, we could talk about it. I want to give my thoughts on it because I don't want people to think that I only talk about him when he does good stuff. Because I fuck with him. I fuck with him heavy. I don't want people to think that I only glaze. You know what I'm saying? Because right. I fuck with him, bro. But I think this is tacky. His latest live. If y'all don't know what's going on, he's doing a live stream for 7 days that he's acting like he's in jail. So he got Drewski, he got Krishan Rock in there with him, he got NLE Chopper, and I just think that that's something that you really don't fuck around with. You know what I mean? Because there's people in there that deserve to be in there, there's people that don't deserve to be in there, there's a lot of shit going on that's inhumane in those places. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to make fun of it is like, alright, cool, I won't watch this one. But I just watched
he's in a prison?
Yeah, nigga.
Alright, no, just asking.
Skit, though.
Yeah, it's just like one of his live streams, so it's like
whatever.
He rented out a warehouse and probably made it look like a jail.
This is what I took from it. Like, I understand everybody wants to make a joke out of something that's serious, right? And jail is something serious. But you gotta look at it from this point of view. How many videos have you seen people who's actually in jail?
So long, it might be a real
doing
trail.
Shit like that.
Listen, exactly. So you be quiet.
I feel you.
Everyone, have you ever went on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and looked on someone? The other day, this nigga's had a barbecue outside in jail.
Nah, yeah.
Fire!
I seen the video where them niggas was doing backflip contests.
We spoke about the
take that shit and just start. But y'all don't think that. So what he's doing, I understand what you're saying. Though, don't get me wrong.
He's humanizing.
But there is posts that people saying, "Yo, I'd rather be in jail."
How this nigga got Popeyes, Domino's?
Yo, your commissary must be lit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yo, you saw that shit with the dude in jail. He his girl used to come and visit him.
what?
His girl came to visit him, right?
Okay.
And she would record him, and he would give her his bets, his sports bets.
Yeah.
And he made, son, he won basically every bet he put up, and he made his bail from that. His bail was like $50,000.
How did he put up? He's like, what? Like a number up, like a.
Like he bro, made his sports was, bets, so he was like, I'm picking Miami over such and such, such and such over such such, and she would put it into the sports betting shit on the phone.
And she'll
shit.
Win.
And he was hitting.
Stinger was a guru.
His shit was $50,000. Nah. His bet. That shit was crazy. But shout out to Casanet, man. That's my nigga right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the one to
yo,
take
hopefully
the
we go. Like, yo.
You
know what I'm saying? Yo, hold on. What, they got that. Son name?
I could get it. I could go.
Yeah, you gotta find that snigga right now. What? That's a blast.
That shit must be lit, y'all. He must be.
I'm surprised you ain't see it because you be on TikTok. It was on TikTok a lot. He was in. Jail.
On TikTok?
He was like a. He was like a brown skinned dude. He was like brown skinned slim. He was like, yeah, such and such, such and such, such and such. And he was hitting, boom, 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 like the other one with. When the Jets won like 2 weeks ago, and yeah. It looked like they was gonna win that game, bro. He picked that game for them to win. So it's like. If you put $5 on that shit and the winning is $500, like that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made that $50,000 for bail. And he bailed himself out. I was saying, that's gangster. That's fire. That's, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like you saying, there are a lot of people that's doing. They living their life in jail. Like, they living their best life in jail. But yeah, you know, that's just how I saw it. You know what I mean? Oh, it's good. What you had? You had anything, Spliff?
Crazy.
You had any topics you wanted to touch on?
What was the?
Yeah, I want to say before Spliff say anything, I want to say like, comment, subscribe, and most important, I want to say thank you to everybody that's been here. This is episode 300. We at 320 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? I'm very proud of us and for what we're doing, and I appreciate y'all for everything, the likes, the comments, the views, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on Instagram, TikTok, everything, you know what I mean? We just going to keep the ball rolling and keep going and going and going, you know what I mean? So, let's get it.
Really do appreciate y'all.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. What you got there? Dating in 2024.
Yeah. How you think dating should be?
What that says after it? Oh, how it should be.
Yeah.
They go crazy.
Cause you know everybody had their own opinion.
Yeah.
And
everybody's jaded.
You can't just say right.
Somehow, some way.
We just can't, you know.
Yeah, like Chun Chun put that post up, that long ass list. She said, "Yeah, my list is short."
Yeah, my list short. I don't got that long ass list. I promise you, and my list is just regular. Like my shit is.
It's what everybody's looking for in a partner.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Because I at least want somebody because...
Like, can you put my list up? Let me show you. Put my list up. Because the list is very... I think my list is something that everybody's list is just so...
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
I feel like everybody's list is just so for themselves. You know, this is my personal list. And... You post it up there, and that's why you're gonna get the different.
She said he comes healed. He is attentive. He is affectionate. He rather call more than text. He opens up, not afraid you will judge him. He will show you, hold you accountable, and talks it out. Affirmations both given. Hold on, I want to get it. Both given. Both give each other attention. Doug give you assurance. Ask to explain if you misunderstood something. Let it be known where y'all stand. Awesome relationship with Mom Dukes. Waistline have me extra addicted. I don't mind Cheesecake Factory.
I love Cheesecake Factory.
I really like. I don't mind.
That goes to that other. That goes to that other dumbass.
That list is for, you know, how to maintain a relationship.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think it's a good list. I think it's like genderless because it could go both ways. You know what I'm saying? Because a male looks for that in a female too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what people say a lot? Communication. And I think we need to take that out.
That's the most. Take it out.
Listen.
I started applying it more.
No.
You can't yet.
No.
I'm out of here.
No, communication. Let me see. A lot of. what I've realized about communication, everybody's communication is different. Okay? All right. So I don't go in thinking that you're going to communicate like me. Or I'm going to communicate. Like, it has to be somewhere where...
Talking to him, like...
It has to be somewhere where...
I need the people to hear this.
Like, no. So I've realized that I have a tendency of trying to find a person like me. You know, how I am. And people's like, oh, no. You know, you can't do that because that's how you fuck up shit. But then I really had to say to myself, like, after a while you're being with somebody, you're going to pick up on their traits. Yeah, you're going to pick off. Up on their shit. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, I do expect you to be like a me. Mm. And you expect me to be like a you. Because eventually you want me to think like you sometimes.
Yeah, eventually we want.
You understand what I'm saying? You want me to do...
But I think that's what it is, to find someone that you could be one with.
Right.
Where there's no lies, truth, right. What we say, loyalty,
right,
attentiveness.
You gotta be attentive. Like, willingness is something that a lot of people don't realize that needs to be in a relationship. Like, are you a willing person?
Not you only. It's us.
Yeah. Is that a one-sided thing? Is it a, you know, and some people can be a willing person in a relationship, but other ones not.
I just think the most important shit is the first word.
Trust.
Healed.
Yeah.
And that healed, just goes. Healed, that just goes both
healed
ways.
Healed could be from anything, not just.
Yeah, that just goes both ways. Yeah. Cause
healed. Did you have time?
I was just talking to somebody recently, and you know, we talked. Like, friends or whatever the case is, and it's like, you still talk a lot about your ex.
Yes.
Like, for what?
Yes.
We're not even trying to talk to each other in that fashion.
And all I'm hearing is that.
And all I'm hearing is about your ex. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, boo, I'm good. I haven't said nothing about my ex. Because I'm trying to get over that. I'm trying to heal.
Bullshit like that, yeah.
No. I'm trying to heal myself right now. So if you ask me what I'm looking for, I'm going to be dead ass with you and be like, nothing really right now. I'm looking to heal myself right now because I went through some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm not going to bring nothing positive to the table right now. And I don't want to stress nobody else's life out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good on that note. Like, I'm 35 years old and I feel like I'm just starting to learn shit about myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit. Like, just shit about myself. So it's like, let me just really learn myself first and then try to see if I could bring something positive to somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? Because all that other shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, that arguing shit, I did that shit for like 4 or 5 years in a row. So that shit tear your head.
In my past relationship, we didn't argue. Like, come to think of it, like, you know, we talk about it, you know, I'm telling you spoilers, like, we have our conversations here and there. And I had to ask him one day. He was, we had a conversation, and I had asked him, I was like, did we ever argue in a relationship? He was like, nah, like, you was like the dopest person. Like, you was like the craziest. Like, the craziest thing is,
niggas trying to figure out why.
I know you're upset, and I know how you get when you're angry, yeah. But you were never like, fuck you, nigga. Like, you know, it was never that. I always told him that, you know, when we're talking, I'm stating facts. This is what you did. This is how you made me feel. This is how I took it. That's how I'm going to talk to you. And you're going to explain to me. And this is why I said in my list, if I didn't understand something, I misunderstood it, explain it to me so I won't feel like I'm overthinking something.
You fuck up with me. You lose time.
Yeah, and that's how I was.
You lose a minute.
I was that person.
Deducting.
And we sat down and he spoke about it and we, you know, whatever. But I never argued, whatever. Like, if I was mad at him, I'll sleep on the couch. You can have the bed.
You argue too much.
Like, that's me. Like, and he felt that shit. He was like, oh, yeah. But
we don't come to argue with nobody.
We never argued. Like, I never. And I always said to him, like, I don't want to go to bed angry at you.
Never.
Because I don't want to go to bed. I'm sorry.
If I wake up in the morning. Listen. At you. If I wake up in the morning and I don't want to give you head, you got me. I'm upset. So, he knew, like, and that was our morning wake up. You know what I'm saying? And then if I didn't, he knew, like, damn.
No, but she angry. Shit.
You know, I just did not want to go to bed angry. That's it.
She no fuck your body?
Yeah.
She out there like.
But yeah, I'm not the type to argue, yell at you, all of that.
Yo, that was my bad.
If in the morning, she don't jump on it.
That was my bad.
You never on it.
In my 20s, I was an arguing type of nigga, bro. Like, that shit didn't get me nowhere.
No,
bro.
Seriously.
That shit don't get you nowhere, bro.
You gotta know.
In relationships, it's not about, like, that's why I said, the communication is something that you gotta understand. Like, is it you gotta know how to communicate. Communication is not talking.
That shit is an art.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, that shit is an art. Man. It's not just words or whatever. You gotta know how to communicate through your body.
Peep this though.
You know,
like, yeah. Because even if I'm fronting, like me, even if I'm fronting like with my words and I'm fronting like I'm calm, like if you say something to trigger me, my facial,
so much.
My facial and shit, you gonna be like, no,
yes,
you about to get mad.
I'm happy. My face is fucked. Like, bitch, you're not happy. Your face is not
tight right now. Look at this.
You gotta communicate through, not just through words. I'm sorry.
Listen. Hold on.
Listening.
Thing I was gonna say right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got people that argue, right? To make sure that we still together, right? Like.
Okay, all right.
You got the argument to make sure we fix these issues, right?
Then
you got the other way, it's an argument to, like what you said, the nasty. You feel me?
Passionate thing, yeah.
Yeah, toxic. Toxic arguments.
Oh, leave,
to the bone.
Lead up to the intercourse.
Yeah. Now you have the other arguments where there's a control thing. You feel me?
So we think what was mine? Control? No.
Nah, it could, like, in a way, it could seem like a control thing, but it's not really a control thing because it's really a test of, like, what you trying to do. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, the shit niggas were talking about, that was like a test to see the male control, in a way. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, are you applying yourself
mm-hmm.
to something where you have to get rewarded and it's just not
hitting that clicking.
It's not auto. Okay. You feel me? Because before we saw how people try to go instantly into auto.
Correct. Yes.
So now it's like, are you here for me and you're going to enjoy this when we enjoy each other's time and you feel me? So
it got to be like that.
That's what Spliff said to me the other day when we was at the Jay-Z joint. We saw some shorty. She walked by with like a small skirt, right? And she had like some shit on, right?
Spliff was like,
yo, she bad.
Wait. Joint with the leather joint?
The leather joint, right?
With the boot joint?
Yeah. So he like, yo, I'm glad I ain't talked to her because that's her man right there, right?
Yeah,
so
I looked about to run down.
So I looked at Spliff and I said, yo, bro, I don't know, like, I'm mad insecure. Like, I could never let my girl walk out like that. And he like, yo, she enjoying you, though. Like, and that shit make me think, like, damn, like, you
that's
know.
Not, yo, that, I said
if my
that
girl got
so
a fire fit on,
time.
She got a fire fit on because she want to be on her
let's
shit.
Wrap let
me
this
take,
up,
I shout out
let, no, no, nothing on, no. Yo, this nigga peeped some shit, but. When
she
I caught it,
no
and it was, oh, Lord.
She ain't had no panties on or nothing. I'm like, because she bent over to take a picture.
Yeah, hold
she had a,
out.
No, she had a mini
she
skirt.
She had a mini leather skirt.
Listen, man, I ain't seen no G-string. Unless it was 10. Unless it was
that
like
means,
a skin tone. G? No, that means...
My
no,
last look I did, I peeped.
Flip saw how I was sitting. I'm sitting like this, and I look, and she
like,
see, bent,
like the
she's like bending
cup,
over on
so
her knee, taking the pic. And then when she get up, it's windy outside, so the shit
cold.
Go. I said, I said, damn.
It should have been a nigga with an umbrella, like, boom, gotcha.
Yo,
I
don't know.
Yo, if your girls,
that's just me, though, I'm going out of that. You know what I'm saying?
If your girls at park. Book is I said Park. and your girls at Booker's Hove without you, stop Listen, playing.
Nah, but I feel everything that you're saying.
Cause you see, yo,
are you dressed with the person that you're with? Like,
yeah,
that shows a lot.
I do understand when it comes to a decency. Like, if you're around me, I can understand both. I can understand y'all. Like, I don't see no problem. Like, you're coming home with me. This is
for
my eyes.
That's what I said.
This is for my eyes, and this is for to me.
Yeah, they can see, and I'm gonna enjoy that later. Fact.
Right. So I do understand that. I do understand
that.
But listen. I'm not done.
Nah, go ahead. I got you.
And I do understand the other side of, you know. Yes, you have the silhouette and everything like that, but I could still everything underneath is for me only. Mm-hmm. So I do have the mindset of being, you know, certain things I don't want everybody to see, and I do understand the mindset of this is my prize, this is for me. I know, I trust. This is for my eyes. This is for my taste. You know, some people have that mindset of saying, yeah, like I know you're looking, but. You can never touch it because she's never going to give it out. She's never going to do it.
Well, so, let's be real. You're with her half the time.
That's what I'm saying.
So that little bit of time she's not with you, she's thinking about you.
But what if she's with you and some niggas just...
Bro, you grab the yummies and you keep going.
First,
I'm not going to hold you. Wait, is girls got to get you killed like that though too?
If a girl's dressing like that and you're her man... You're not gonna walk far from her. You're gonna be on her head, my nigga. You're gonna let her know, right? So no man can never. There's some bold ass men out there.
Definitely.
That's gonna definitely, you know, what up, ma? But I remember I went to a club with.
I'm retarded.
With my.
We got the club.
Niggas ain't about to join. I will.
Homeboy went to the bathroom. Came back to the bathroom. He was like, "Yo, this girl sniffed me, my nigga."
Oh.
I felt so hurt. Yo, I was so heated because it's like.
Wait, a girl sniffed your snigger?
We
wanted to get static. You like, why you smell my nigga?
We was on vacation, right? It was our birthday. We was on vacation. And, don't get me wrong, he was looking nice. Smelling nice, everything. I was like, all right, cool. Chocolate, tall, good. I would too, if I would have seen it. But when he came back from the bathroom, you know, he was like, whatever. He was like, yo, babe, yo, this girl sniffed me.
She made it that obvious, like.
Yo!
Wait, let me say this too, right? Let me say this too.
Like, he's 6'6".
She said, nickel.
Wait, let me say this.
Like, he looked right, so.
I had to tell you. Because if she come over here smiling stupid,
yeah,
I told you, she sniffed me.
And I said to him, I was like, I was a little like, yo, where she at? Because when he said it, he kind of pointed to her.
That's so insecure,
my nigga.
That's insecure, right?
For me?
Jealousy. Yeah, on the woman's side. Or jealousy?
Nah.
I think that's her being insecure.
Greedy, jealousy, what way you go for that?
I felt sometimes... It's not like I approached her or anything, but no.
Evident. Like
it's not insecurity. It's just like,
this my man.
Yeah, but we laughed. But that's what I mean. We laughed it off after, but at the moment when he said, I was like,
the level of disrespect.
It made me feel, but it made me understand. I maybe understood, right? How a guy feel if a guy come up to your girl and say some shit like that. I knew the feeling of it, but it didn't take me to the point where we fucked up our vacation. I said what I said, and then I laughed it off after.
Just realized we went out, we did our shit, and we laughed about it.
Yo, that was mad mature of you, bro. I'm just saying.
At that moment, I wasn't expecting my nigga to come back from the fucking bathroom talking about, yo.
Please,
yeah. Sniff me.
Nah, smell good, you heard? You hear me?
Like I said, don't get me wrong.
She like my...
Shout out to you.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's me cool. Alone, she like it.
We got to get up out of here, though, because the camera keep doing what it do. But what y'all got to give to the people before we get out of here? This episode 300, like I said, what y'all got for the people?
Yeah, I don't know when the next episode, man, but bro birthday on Friday.
Yes?
Happy birthday, my son, Paper, you heard. Shout out to Gwitty and all that.
I was about to say.
Nigga said, moolah, money.
All right.
You know, all right, shout out to
that
G's.
Guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I might be with the G's on Friday.
What about you, Junjun? Right. What you got for your people?
Listen, if you feel like
Let me sit back. Let me hear this.
Nah. If you, No, if you feel like you, if you, I can't stand y'all. You want to smoke in your eyes? I'll be saying shit like that. I gotta get it too. I'll be deep thinking sometimes. But no, yeah. this, I really want to say is, don't ever feel like you have to need someone around you constantly 24/7. You know,
don't settle.
Please do not settle because you feel like you're getting attention and this and that. Do not do that. I promise you, the results is not going to be how you want it. The outcome is not going to be. Love yourself. Entertain yourself. You know, enjoy yourself.
Self-care, self-love.
Self-care. Like, have fun with yourself. Like, if you got to play with yourself, play with yourself. But
no, this shit is real, though.
Yo, it's real out there, because a lot of people, what I've realized, don't know how to be alone, don't know how to be by themselves. So they use that space for people, you know, unwanted people that don't need to be there. So
might need to save your life.
Just, you know, you might learn things about yourself that you didn't even realize if you just take more time for yourself. So this episode, I feel like this episode was really based off of self-care, based off yourself, not being selfish. Just sometimes you got to step back and say, yo, my nigga, this ain't for me. But yo, I put a post up. I said, if I have to chase you OD, you go on ahead. I catch up to you.
That's my fault. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm not chasing nobody.
If I chase you to a certain extent,
I'll chase you. I like a chase. Don't get me wrong. I like a ooh. But if I got a out of breath type shit,
that's crazy. How that came from our conversation and from something I heard earlier too. So basically, y'all, put yourself first.
Do things for yourself. This is not being selfish.
Make sure you love yourself before you love others.
Yeah.
You feel me? Do not neglect yourself. One of those.
Don't neglect. Please don't. Could you get lost in that shit?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yo, subscribe to Spliff and Balls. I'm almost at 1,000. You feel me? We trying to go past 1,000. I'm going to highlight your boy. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Feel me?
Yeah, like Chuchu said, take care of yourself. Make sure your mental is straight. You know what I'm saying? Because before you try to take care of anybody else, you got to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like Spliff said, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Everything. Don Core, D-Reek, and Hippie. Everything Spliff. Everything Choon Choon. The Smokers right. Podcast. Vibe Don's Bets. Vibe Sauce. Spliffs and Bars. Breaking Buds. Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? So
Smokers.
Make sure you guys check it all out. And we got a lot coming for you guys up in the next coming days and everything in that nature. And we be back at y'all real, real soon. So for Don Core, for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's DJ Get Hippy. Y'all already know what we about to do.
Bow, bow.
We out of here. Bow, bow, bow.
All right, so while that other camera on right now, right. All right, so look, right. What was the other thing I was about to say? I was about to say something crazy.